This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday that as many as 1,500 Americans may be awaiting evacuation from Afghanistan, a figure that suggests that part of the U.S.-led airlift from the Taliban-controlled country could be completed before President Joe Biden's Tuesday deadline. Blinken said the State Department estimates there were about 6,000 Americans who wanted to leave Afghanistan when the airlift began August 14th, and that about 4,500 of them have evacuated so far. He added that there is no deadline for those who want to leave.
There is no deadline on our work to help any remaining American citizens who decide they want to leave to do so, along with the many Afghans who have stood by us over these many years and want to leave and have been unable to do so.
The secretary said that about 1,000 Americans remain and that about 500 have been contacted with instructions on when and how to get to the chaotic Kabul airport to catch their evacuation flights. Two members of Congress flew to Kabul amid chaotic evacuation scenes, a move which has stunned officials. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Seth Moulton and Peter Meyer flew in and out on charter aircraft and were on the ground at Kabul airport for several hours. That led officials to complain that they could be taking seats that would have gone to other Americans or Afghans fleeing the country. The two have said in a statement, "We conducted this visit in secret, speaking about it only after our departure to minimize the risk and disruption to the people on the ground, and because we were there to gather information, not to grandstand." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris met Vietnam's top leaders on Wednesday, offering support in several key areas, including the enhancement of its maritime security in an effort to counter Beijing's increasing assertiveness in the South China Sea. Harris also offered more visits by U.S. warships during her talks with Vietnam's president, vice president, and prime minister. Speaking in Hanoi during a meeting with the Vietnamese president, Harris said there was a need to increase pressure on Beijing over its maritime claims. During the talks, the vice president offered Vietnam vaccines and aid to tackle COVID-19 and announced the launch of several programs to help combat climate change.
1 million more doses are on the way to Vietnam as we speak and meet at this very moment. This brings the total number of doses we've donated to Vietnam to 6 million.
Harris's seven-day trip to Singapore and Vietnam is part of a broader U.S. strategy to woo allies that Washington hopes will help it challenge China's growing security and economic influence in the region. Delta Airlines will charge employees on the company health plan $200 a month if they fail to get vaccinated against COVID-19, a policy the airline's top executive says is necessary because the average hospital stay for the virus costs the airline $40,000. CEO Ed Bastian said that all employees who have been hospitalized for the virus in recent weeks were not fully vaccinated. The airline said Wednesday that it also would stop extending pay protection to unvaccinated workers who contract COVID-19 on September 30th. It said it would require unvaccinated workers to be tested beginning September 12th, although Delta would cover the cost. The body of a Nigerian military officer abducted from the nation's Defense Academy has been found. He was the third officer killed in an attack Tuesday on the academy. Timothy Obizu reports from Abuja.
Major Christopher Datong's lifeless body was found Tuesday evening, hours after he was abducted. According to local reports, the kidnappers demanded about $500,000 as ransom to free the soldier before eventually killing him. He is the third officer to be killed in Tuesday's security breach at Nigeria's Defense Academy, a training center in the northern state of Kaduna for Nigerian Army, Navy, and Air Force recruits. Residents of Kaduna are expressing fear over the attack. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
There's more news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.